"Hey friends, it's been a hectic couple weeks and we haven't really done much for a show. And this week ain't going to be much different. We haven't much to say, but here we go." Hello and welcome to the Collectoverse Podcast, your home for all things Collectoverse. We are a small indie toy store in Prince George, British Columbia, Canada. My name is Matt Walker, and I will be your host. I will oftentimes be joined by my partner, Berlin McPherson, as a co-host, and other times we will have a special guest join us. Maybe both. Who knows what we'll get up to. We'll be using our time to talk mostly about toys, pop culture, and the many fandoms that we all love. We have many terrific show ideas to try, and if you keep with us, you may be surprised at what you hear. Hey, 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 hey! Hey, everybody. How you doing? How you doing, Berlin?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm having a pretty good time. Bit of a silly week.
Bit of a silly week. That's a word for it.
Yeah, it's been hectic and crazy and pretty fun overall, I think.
I think so.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good about everything. So for anybody who doesn't know, we didn't do a show last week because we moved out of the store and there was no time for editing or even recording a show.
Yeah, we were pretty ambitious with thinking we'd be able to. We probably should have recorded one in advance, but we thought we'd be able to squeeze it in, and we could not.
Yeah, no, it just wasn't going to happen. And that's okay.
Yes.
We can do a show that's half as long, but packed with twice as much stuff this week.
That's right.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see how the show goes.
So we moved.
We moved, yes. We are no longer at the 1661 Spruce Street location in Prince George. There's still some stuff in there, because outside, so this last month has been like super nice, really warm, beautiful weather for moving. Except when it was time to move, it was like minus 20. And
it was so cold.
It was very
cold
on
moving day.
And then the day when we got everything home, it started to snow.
Yeah. And it just stopped this morning.
Yeah. It's Thursday.
Yeah.
So that was, yeah, it's been snowing since. So there's like 2 feet of snow.
Yeah.
Outside. So, yeah, I haven't even gone outside to shovel it or go do anything, you know. Hopefully the ex-landlord doesn't just toss all our stuff. But there's not much left there. None of the store stock, none of the important stuff.
No, we got everything that matters is home.
Yeah, we got to go back and do some cleanup. But it's been quite the week. Odd weather, everything else, and yeah. We do our claim sales every Monday, and we weren't going to do one on Monday because
that we did manage to do.
Well, everybody understood. We made a post on the Facebook, "Hey, we're not going to do a claim sale tonight. Sorry, guys," but then we did anyway, because
we couldn't leave the house to do anything else.
No, and yeah, and it's always good to make some money.
Yeah.
So we did that. It was pretty fun.
Yeah, we got some good feedback. There was some good stuff in there.
Yep. We did the last day at the shop, which was the Saturday, the 28th of January, and we had a pizza party, and all of our pals showed up.
That was great.
Yeah, it was terrific.
I was worried we were going to order a lot of pizza and sit on it all day. So we ordered less to start off with.
Yeah.
And then did a second order around 3 o'clock, I think, or something.
Yeah, it's good. Everybody came by. Nobody was super sad. There's a few people that are like, "Oh, I was so sad when my dad told me you're closing the store." Yeah. I'm like, don't be sad, kid.
No, don't worry about it. We're good.
Don't be sad. Get glad.
Not spons.
No, they're not sponsoring us.
It was a really good day. We had lots of sodas.
Yep.
We took none of them home.
Nope, none of them. Everything.
We only brought home one pizza, and it was the one full of olives.
Oh, so you didn't want to eat any of that. That's all for me.
Yeah.
Lucky. Yum. I am a lucky boy sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now that we moved everything home, our basement warehouse is absolute chaos.
It is in a state.
Yeah. It's still usable. We can find stock, and we can do stuff.
I think we packed well enough that, yes, like, everything, anybody's holds or orders or anything we needed to access, we knew where it was the whole time. So yeah, anything important is accessible.
Yeah, still a mess.
Still a mess. But
it's okay.
I think we'll post some updates online as we kind of get sorted and show the final warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be cool to share that stuff.
Yep, I think we will do it as we go. And a big shout out to Matt Slater.
Our very good friend, Matt Slater.
Our very good friend, Matt Slater, who showed up. So we had lined up lots of people to help.
Yeah.
And then it was cold and not good and people couldn't make it, whatever. Well, it's
funny because we had a few people lined up to help. And then the people who kept offering to help after that, we said we were good.
Yeah.
We said, oh, we're covered. We have lots of help. Lots of people are coming.
That's right.
And then day of, it was minus 20.
Yeah.
And we had a couple people not able to make it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of too late to...
Yeah. So it was us and Matt, and we got all the stuff here, and like, love you, buddy. Forever in debt to you.
We took you for dinner, but we're going to do it again.
And then again.
And then again. Yeah, free dinners for life. We owe you big time.
That's right. Yeah. Well, not for life.
Oh, sorry.
He's got many years left.
That's true.
I'm not that rich.
But thank you, Matt.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know. Other than the moving and doing the stuff, like, it's been a pretty uneventful week. We've not really accomplished much. Berlin's been doing a bunch of website additions. We did order a bunch of stuff. There was a few things showed up at one of the suppliers, so
there's a lot more to do. But
yeah, there's lots more.
There's a lot of website like cleanup I have to do. Like, there's a couple pages that aren't set up the way I want them to and stuff. But I'm kind of focusing on making sure new product is going out.
Mm-hmm.
So I've decided on a new process, I guess, for when we buy secondhand stuff.
Yeah, fair.
Where most of you may know, new trade items go on Patreon first.
Mm-hmm.
So when we buy a lot from somebody or somebody trades in stuff, this doesn't apply to like orders from suppliers, but traded in stuff or new bought stuff, we show it to Patreon first and they get about 24, 48, however many hours, usually to pick through, and they get first dibs. And then whatever's left is going to go into claim sales now that we're doing them more often.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Patreon, then claim sale, and then whatever is left after claim sale is going to go on the website.
That's cool.
So I'm going to focus on that's. I'm doing that for Funko Pops now. And then once we get like a proper photo station set up, I'm going to do the same thing for like everything else.
Yeah, vintage figures, loose stuff.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's the plan. So then Patreon will be first chance. Watch claim sales for your second chance to get new stuff. And if you see it there or don't have the money or whatever and it doesn't get claimed, it'll be on the website, and then you have like Sezzle as an option and stuff as well.
Yeah. So also going on to that, talking about the website and how people can order stuff. You have now set it up so people can order things for free local delivery.
That's right.
Can they pay with cash at the door? Is that set up?
I haven't selected that option. We had that option before, and it was used a lot by people to just get out of paying at the time. And it wasn't people we were like even delivering
Fair
to.
Enough.
So I'll have to make sure that it's on local delivery only, because people were using it for like pre-orders and stuff too.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, so I got to find a way to make that work so it's specifically for local deliveries, but I will try and make that work.
That's cool. Yeah, I think that'll be good for certain people. I got a Facebook message today from somebody, and it says, I'm pissed that your store is closed. I guess I'm gonna have to go to the Great White. And I was like,
somebody said that?
Yeah, it's a friend of mine. And I'm like,
I want to know who it is, but I don't want you to.
Yeah, I'm like, whatever, man. Sure.
Here, write it down.
No, it doesn't matter. I'll show you later. It doesn't matter. You've only met him one time, and he's a very like intense kind of guy.
Okay.
Comes in sometimes. But it's just like, all right, whatever. If you want to put yourself through that.
Yeah. You're only hurting yourself.
Yeah, go ahead.
My mom says this thing a lot. Cutting off your nose to spite your face.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what that is.
Yeah. It's funny because I did.
You're so mad at us, you're going to go spend extra money to somebody who, you know, doesn't.
Yeah, I did send him like weeks ago all the stuff about like, oh, hey, here's our store link. This is where you can do the stuff. You can look at the things. We'll deliver it to your house. So I don't know. Maybe just doesn't want to do that. That's fine. Whatever.
Yeah. All right.
I'm not too messed up about it.
Nope.
But
I think we'll lose a few people that are really strict about their shopping in person.
I think we'll convert.
Get
half
with the times, man.
I think there's certain things, like there's certain like, you know, kind of old guys that are our customer base that are like definitely don't use those things. They just never.
But we can work with those guys.
Yeah, of course.
You know, send us a text. Give us a call.
They don't text. You got to call them at home. There's one customer I have to like message his daughter, so that she will tell him.
But we'll do that.
For sure.
Let us know if there's a product you're looking for. We'll make sure to set one aside for you and get it to you.
Yeah. And speaking of places where you can find us, so we've got some events upcoming.
Mm-hmm. I believe these are on our website now.
Yeah, so they're all there.
So if you go to our website, there is a tab called Find Us. Click that. At the top, there's Find Us at Events.
Okay.
So we've got the Valentine Bazaar is there. Next one is the Spring Small Business Fair, which is March 18th and 19th.
Ah, there you go.
At the Rolodome. Next, I have Northern FanCon.
Okay.
Which I think we have finalized.
Working on it.
We'll be there.
We'll be there. It's good.
May 5th to 7th at the CN Center.
Okay.
I've got GrandCon.
That's in July.
Yeah, which is July 14th to 16th at the Bonnets Energy Center in Grand Prairie.
Yeah, and we'll probably do a small business fair in June as well.
Yeah.
But back to April.
Yep.
So we are finalizing details on the Northern BC Toy Expo.
Yes.
We have found a very good suitable potential venue. We just have to line up.
Which we're hoping is too small, but we're going to try it and then...
Yeah, it's like a medium-sized room, and I'm hoping that we have a lot of people that are, oh man, I really wanted to attend that, but it was too small a room for the tables
we'll
that
bigger.
Was sold out. And then we can get all their info and do a bigger event later.
Yeah.
Another one in the fall I'd like to do.
Yes, to a year. Yeah. Yeah, that's exciting. But keep an eye out for news on the Toy Expo. We'll talk about it on our Collectiverse Toys Facebook page. There's also a Northern BC Toy Expo Facebook page, so you can follow there for updates as well.
That is cool. All right. Yeah, not a lot of big news this week. Hasbro did some drops of new Transformers coming, which is cool. They're not on the website yet for pre-order, but we're kind of changing how we're doing pre-orders right now.
We're still kind of working it out, how we're going to do it.
Currently, we're only going to put things up for pre-order once it's either on the way or arrived.
Yeah.
If we know the item is going to be here in 2 weeks, we'll put it up for pre-order, but you still can't order it. What you can do is you can go on... And you can make a...
There's a button.
Like a reservation almost?
Instead of add to cart, there's a notify me. And then you put in your email address. And then when it comes in, you get a notification that they're in stock. You can go buy it.
Does it automatically do that?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think so.
Magic.
Let me know. Let us know if it doesn't work. But it should work. We will slowly reintegrate proper pre-orders as people are used to. We're just got to figure out on our end how we're going to...
Yeah. All the stuff that's announced... We have on pre-order. We have already made the orders. They will come, hopefully, in a timely fashion. Some of the stuff in the last few months hasn't. But if you want the figures, like there's a little Beachcomber and stuff. If you want them, send a message or whatever to us, and we'll get you those figures or mark you down for one.
Yeah.
You'll definitely get your Transformer.
Yeah, we still have all the pre-orders coming. Everything you're seeing on other websites, we have most of it on the way. Yeah. We just don't have them up for pre-order because we were... not thrilled with how our pre-orders were going, and we got to change some policies and stuff.
Yeah.
We just haven't had time to sit down and figure that out.
You notice anything cool kind of like populated this week? I saw there's a Darkwing Duck pop, which
is
cool.
There was something announced I was really excited about and showed you, and now I can't remember what it was. It was like a whole wave of something. Heck, can't remember.
Nah, it doesn't matter. Probably something cool.
It was like a whole TV show or something. I can't remember. Nobody cares about this but me.
Okay.
But Loungefly just announced a McDonald's collab.
Oh, yeah. I saw the backpacks.
They've got... Oh, man. I clicked the notify me on that one, let me tell you.
Yeah?
Yep.
I saw the picture and had the fries bag.
In the fries?
In the fries. So at McDonald's, where they dump the fries and put the salt on it?
Yeah.
They had the bags sitting inside.
There's a bag and a card holder. So there's like the little one with the card holder one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, that's what I'm excited about.
Yeah. You would wear that around.
I don't want the fry one. I want the Ronald McDonald backpack.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Pretty or the good. Happy Meal backpack.
Hmm.
So cute.
Is it like the Happy Meal box with the little M handle on top? Oh, that's neat.
But it's a backpack.
That is neat. All right. Well, I think that's about it for like stuff this week. Not much else. We've been talking to some friends about other stuff we're going to be doing in our Discord. I've been talking to Mikey about some stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What kind of stuff?
It's I'm keeping on the DL. Nobody knows who Mikey is, so it's fine. But he wants to start like a vintage VHS watching club kind of thing.
That's cute.
Yeah. So we're gonna do some testing this week to help him out to make sure he can make it work.
Yep.
And then if it works, it's cool. If not, then nobody knows.
I've discovered the Funko wave I was talking about.
Oh, what is it?
What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh, yeah. What We Do in the Shadows. There's a funny thing about that movie. The movie's really good, but I watched it like so long ago. I think it was like right when it came out, and it was a long time ago, like maybe 2010.
Yeah.
And then it was released in North America way later, which I never really thought about until that movie that they do that they just like... release a movie for like film festivals 5 years before, and then until some like company wants to put it out, they don't release it in North America.
So it just sits.
It just sits. Like it exists. People have seen it, but then for mass consumption, it has to be released by a company.
Interesting.
Right?
There's also, you don't care so much about this one, but people will. There's a Funko Pop Moments of the Stranger Things of Eddie and Dustin on the trailer roof.
Oh, yeah.
In the Upside Down.
Yep.
Which I think is going to be very popular.
I'm sure it will.
They're also, I think, starting to release the Funko candies. Which were the ones, they're like clear and full of candy that nobody wants.
Huh.
All the comments I see on those are pretty, we didn't ask for this. You know what I mean?
Well, you're going to get it.
Very opinionated people out there.
Funko makes what people want.
Funko makes what Funko wants.
And then
wants.
When they make it and nobody wants it, they don't make it anymore. And then it becomes pretty rare, generally.
That's true. Anyways, that's the Funko releases I meant to talk about and forgot about and then had to look up and remember.
Sweet. All right, well, something else is coming soon. I don't know when this game, I think it was, they were supposed to put it out, but it's been delayed again. But you played Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. Do you like it?
Oh, I liked it.
Yeah, I thought it was really good.
I think I have to play it again to remember, because we played it when it first came out, right?
Well, we do own it. But also, yeah. For anybody listening who doesn't own it, it's free. It's one of the free games this month on PlayStation Plus.
Yeah.
So you can just download that in the bedroom
if you have
and
PlayStation
have it
Plus.
And play.
Yeah. Great, great, great game.
Anyway, so I've got the new one here.
Which is called Star Wars Jedi Survivor.
Jedi Survivor.
So, I don't even remember how Fallen Order ended off. Like, I really have to replay it.
Want to watch the trailer?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
The Order is gone. I was betrayed by the one I trusted most. I will not be imprisoned again.
I hear you've been busy making yourself the Empire's most wanted.
Jedi. Remind our friend here why his kind are supposed to be dead.
Here we go.
After all we've done, the Empire has only grown stronger.
Explode. Part of the job, Custis.
The Jedi is a threat.
Not now that we have this.
As long as we fight, hope survives.
Oh, man.
I'm going to say what everyone's thinking.
Yep.
Cal Kestis got hot.
Hmm?
Boy had a glow up.
A glow up, eh?
Boy had a glow up.
Yeah, no, that's pretty for real. So that says it's coming March
17th.
March 17th. Whether or not we see it at March 17th is another story. But
pretty excited about it.
It makes me excited about having played the first one.
Yeah.
Because I really like some of the stuff. Like, they did the whole... remember all the stuff on Dathomir?
Yep.
Right? Where you get to meet, you have to like meet the witches, and then you end up, if, for anybody who hasn't played the first game, it's been out for like 3 years, you should play it. Dathomir is the planet where the Darth Mauls come from.
Yeah.
Right? The, like, the Night Brothers and Night Sisters. And like, the Night Sisters are these cool witches. And so, yeah, you're running around on the planet doing a bunch of stuff. And like, yeah, it was pretty intense.
One thing I really liked a lot about the first one was the, like, exploring the different planets. And yeah, there was a lot of, like, which planet was it that was, like, very grassy and outdoorsy and beautiful? Do you remember?
Is there, like, tunnels and stuff to go underground?
A little bit, I think.
I can't remember which planet it was.
Yeah.
But they got those little dudes running around.
There was a lot of...
Let's talk about the star of this game, BD-1.
Oh my gosh, he's
anyway,
so cute.
You continue.
I was just going to say there was a lot of like beautiful environment
mm-hmm.
to it. And this trailer showed a lot more like looked like inside ships or, you know, stuff like that. So curious to see what the environment is like.
Yeah. I can't imagine it being any less good.
Right.
It's in the future now and everything looks better.
Even Cal.
Even Kel. And they probably got you know, some AI doing this whole game, not paying anybody.
I have a question I don't know if I want the answer to.
Oh, what is it?
It's not PS5 only, is it?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
If it is, we'll get one.
I guess we'll have to bite the bullet.
It's about time anyway.
We'll have to have a big claim sale.
We got no excuse. PS5. We couldn't get one before because we couldn't get one.
Yeah.
So we got Nintendo Switch, but now
yeah.
I think there's enough around. The supply's okay.
That's true.
I'm pretty interested in this movie coming out.
The D&D movie.
Yeah, Dungeons yep. & Dragons movie. Have you seen the trailer?
I've actually seen this trailer
at
the movie theater when I've gone to see other things. Oh. I've seen it, yeah. And it does look very good, and I am a person with very little interest in Dungeons & Dragons, so.
Can we watch it?
Yes.
All right.
On your knees.
Okay, chop it off.
Chop it off. Let's do it.
You know what? I'm thinking they're probably sharper stairs somewhere else.
We're thieves, but we help the wrong person steal the wrong thing and unleash the greatest evil the world has ever known.
The Red Wizards created an army of the undead.
Sounds lovely.
Quite the opposite.
I know, I was being ironic.
I find irony is a blade that cuts he who wields it most especially.
You're not a lot of fun, are you? How are we gonna pull this off?
We're gonna need a team.
You need cool air.
Follow me to the orifice.
Back to school air.
The orifice?
I'll go last.
Let's go!
I don't mind that. He missed.
Oh, that's not good.
Aren't you sick of failing?
We could die.
There's worse things than dying.
I lost everything that ever mattered to me. And if we quit now, that's for nothing.
I don't want to see you die, which is why I'm going to leave the room.
This ends now.
The bridge is protected by an ancient trap. We must not trigger the mechanism.
I may have triggered the mechanism. So. Sorry.
That was definitely a different trailer than I saw. It looks hilarious.
It looks hilarious, maybe a little too hilarious.
The trailer I saw in theaters did not look hilarious.
No?
No.
Oh, was it like really serious tone?
Yeah.
There was a second one.
I don't know if it was really serious, but it wasn't like hilarious. The casting looks good.
Casting looks really good. I'm going to watch a movie no matter what. I'm very interested in it.
This one is also a March release.
Yeah. But looking at it, it's like, yeah, there was, so they released one in the early 2000s with like no stars. It had Jeremy Irons in it,
yep.
Who at the time, I don't know, he's a terrific actor, but like the most recent thing he'd done was like The Time Machine.
Yeah.
And like he was a creature makeup in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so like he hadn't done much, but like this is like, that's like all pretty, pretty current stars. Like
Fast
that, like
the Furious Girl?
The kid.
What's her name? I forget her name.
She's from Resident Evil.
Yeah, no. She's cool.
Yeah, Resident Evil. But yeah, it looks good. I'm going to watch that. And
in theater?
I don't know. I feel no need to go to a theater. Oh, I have a giant TV and a stereo and stuff.
I know. I don't mean to, you know, bring down your TV or anything, but the movie theater screen is bigger.
So what?
I'm just saying.
It looks worse. It does.
I love a movie theater experience. I hate our movie theater, but it's what we have. So,
yeah. But anyway, so I'll probably, I'll definitely watch those, that movie, play that game.
Yeah, let us know.
So, nice busy March. Think. Yeah, if you've seen that trailer or, you know, even based on having heard it, you think it's pretty cool sounding.
Right.
But yeah, lots of cool stuff coming out this year so far.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be
a good,
I can't think of the word.
Good year for media.
I was going to say media year, but that sounded dumb.
Yeah, no, it's a good year for media. So, oh, I've been watching The Bad Batch. You have not, because you don't watch the animated stuff.
True.
It's been good. Okay, we also watched 3 episodes of The Last of Us.
Oh, yeah.
Which is pretty good.
As folks who have not played the game.
I've never played the game.
No. I've seen some Let's Plays of it back in the day, because it was a huge deal. And I was, like, really on YouTube back then.
Mm-hmm.
But, so I kind of knew the beginning, but I didn't know anything else. That's I find it a little slow, but it's good.
It's like...
I was just expecting more, like, screaming and zombies, and but it's more of, like, an actual story.
Well, based on the one episode where they actually run into those things, and there was enough, I'm sure they're going to hit some spot where there's lots.
Oh, yeah.
Right? But
it kind of makes me want to watch The Walking Dead, finally.
Really?
Which I've never seen.
It doesn't make me want to watch it.
No?
No, I watched, like, most of the first and second series at the time, but I didn't really care.
Fair. I'll watch it without you.
That's cool. I'll probably watch it. It's not like I won't sit down and watch some show.
Right.
You know, million Elvis fans can't be wrong.
That's
People
right.
love the
That's
show.
Right.
It must be pretty good.
Glad we had a chance to sit down and actually make an episode
for
tomorrow.
Good. Yeah, yeah. It's Thursday right now. Normally, this is already on Patreon.
Yeah.
So I'm going to rush edit it
and
right
put it on
now
Patreon today.
And put it on Patreon today so that the patrons get their early release.
So, hi, patrons. We literally just recorded this 2 hours ago. How you doing?
Yeah, and then it'll go to YouTube and Spotify everywhere else tomorrow.
Yeah, or at midnight, technically.
That's right. All right, well, that's it.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you for listening. Sorry we haven't been more exciting, but we're a little bit tired this week.
We'll probably plan a proper topic and stuff for next week. But
yeah, I'm going to do some more of the interview stuff coming up. I got a hold of everybody, and everybody's cool to do the interviews.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool stuff coming.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to go play Jedi Fallen Order now.
All right.
For free on PlayStation Plus.
All right, guys. Till next time. See you later.
Thank you for listening to the Collectiverse podcast. We'll be back next week with a new episode. If you want to see what we're up to in the meantime, you can find all our socials on our website, collectiverse.ca. That is collectiverse.ca.
If you like what we do and want to hear more, please subscribe to our Patreon. Our patrons get early access to new episodes and bonus content. You can find that link on our website. That is once again collectiverse.ca, not .com.